The Knicks head into Indiana tonight on the road for a critical game three. And as we all already know, the officiating tonight is probably going to look a lot different. That's what happens when you're the head coach of the Indiana Pacers and you make a complaint that 78 calls were wrong and inappropriate and favored the Knicks. Not only that, but the way you go about it, the way you speak about it, is so disrespectful, especially to the Knicks players. And I'm not the only person who feels this way. Josh Hart, he feels the exact same way too. And recently, when the media asked him about this, he did not hold back. He went in and he responded to head coach Rick Carlisle. We'll break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Josh Hart responds to Rick Carlisle's comments about the officiating in Game 1 and Game 2. Now, before we get to what Josh Hart stated, let's get to why he's making these comments in the first place. After Game 2, we could say a lot of things. We could give a lot of reasons why Indiana lost. But Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Pacers, he chose to pick the officiating as one of the main reasons as to why Indiana lost that game. Here's what Coach Carlisle had to say after Game 2 about the officiating. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the app X for giving us the following information. According to Carlisle, Game 1, 29 plays, clearly called the wrong way, didn't submit them. Tonight, Halliburton's got a bad back, and Hart comes up and shoves him. All over Twitter, no whistle, shocking, many others. I can promise you, we are going to submit these tonight. New York can get ready. Their physicality is rewarded and ours is penalized. Small market teams deserve an equal shot. The main quote to take out of that, there is no whistle. We deserve a fair shot. Shout out to Brian Windhorst for giving us the following information. The Pacers were up all night and found 49 calls from Game 2, inappropriately against them. Overnight, submitted the 49 and 29 from Game 1. So, at the league office, 78 clips. And as the back cover of the New York Post here shows, this is exactly what head coach of the Indiana Pacers was doing. He was crying, as it notes here, Indiana. Carlisle crying foul as sad Pacers' pathetic defense is the main reason why they're losing. That has got to be one of my favorite back page covers I've seen in a very long time. Credit to the New York Post. It was a very good cover. It captured the moment perfectly. The crying, the tears, everything about it, spot on. But going back to tonight, why the game is going to be officiated differently, I think we all know why now. You submit 78 clips, it's likely going to be officiated even just a little bit differently. And that's exactly what Indiana wants. However, did you notice what Rick Carlisle said about Josh Hart? The fact that he likely was targeting Halliburton's back and was pushing up against it because he was targeting it. Josh Hart heard about that. The media asked him about that. He did not like it. He did not hold back. And he had the following to say about Rick Carlisle and those statements. Roll it.
Everybody knowing that his back is hurt and everything.
I don't know what to say. If you look, I hit the ball. So might I have bumped him a little bit? Yeah, I'm running full speed. He's running full speed. And he's in front of me. I'm trying to find the ball. So, I mean, Rick's saying whatever he feels. It has nothing to do with us. At the end of the day, I think it's pretty disrespectful to us because at the end of the day, we're out there playing and competing at a high level. It's not about officiating. It's not about anything like that. So him to discredit how we're playing, I feel like that's pretty disrespectful. But, that's just...
I understand exactly where Josh Hart is coming from. It is disrespectful. The Knicks are not a dirty team. Josh Hart's not a dirty player. The Knicks like to play physical. We all know that. But physicality has its limits. They play physical within the rules, within bounds, within limits. They do not play dirty. Josh Hart, I remember seeing that play. He didn't shove him to the floor. He didn't shove him down. Even Tyrese Halliburton didn't mention it in his post-game interview. He said nothing about it because he knows Josh Hart. He's not dirty. He's not a dirty player, and that was not a dirty play. Did it happen inadvertently? Absolutely. I think we all saw that. But he didn't mean to do anything by it. He didn't mean to hurt Tyrese Haliburton. And from what I saw, Tyrese wasn't hurt even after the play. I understand he has a bad back. All the players on the Knicks right now have some injury that they're dealing with. We all understand it. We all are going through something. But to blatantly say that somebody on the Knicks was targeting another player on the Pacers roster just to take him out of the game or make him less effective, that is such a ludicrous statement, especially because there's no proof behind it. Josh Hart is not a dirty player. And to suggest that he is, I absolutely understand where Josh Hart's coming from. I would be frustrated and I would make comments directly at Rick Carlisle like this as well too. It's disrespectful. He should not be making these comments to players. If you have a problem with the officiating, keep it with the officials. Once you start spreading it to the players, you create a bigger issue. And that's exactly what Rick Carlisle has caused here with his comments and without thinking before he's speaking. Not only that, but did you catch his comment about smaller market teams deserve the whistle? Smaller market teams deserve the whistle? Are you kidding me? You're telling me that because we're the Knicks, we're getting calls? Do you guys understand that the Knicks getting calls is also a rarity? Look at our history. When does the NBA ever favor the Knicks? To suggest that is absolutely crazy. Josh Hart, by the way, he's played in bigger markets and he's also played in smaller markets. So if anybody's qualified to answer this question, it has to be Josh Hart. Well, the media, thankfully, they asked him about this comment from Rick Carlisle as well. Josh Hart, he did not hold back, and he said the following about that as well, too. Roll it.
About how you were played at the biggest markets and then also the smallest. When you were playing at the small markets, were you like, I don't know, NBA's trying to hold us down?
No, that's so stupid, bro. We going to say the big market always wins. The Knicks ain't won a chip in 51 years. So, obviously, that don't really hold much weight. So, I don't fully understand that. Sorry, New York, for that. for the reminder, but I think that's just idiotic. At the end of the day, it's who's playing the best, and that's I've never seen a ref, you know, shoot a free throw or make a three or miss a rotation. You know what I mean?
It's idiotic. At the end of the day, it's all about who's playing the best when you're on the floor. I absolutely agree with Josh Hart and what he said about those comments because it's true. If the Pacers played better defense, they might have won a game. If the Pacers had more players show up, they might have won a game. If Rick Carlisle put TJ McConnell in the game more on Jalen Brunson, they might have won a game. All of those things didn't happen, and they lost. Jalen Brunson missed all of the second quarter. They still couldn't capitalize on it. OG Anunoby missed all of the fourth quarter. They still couldn't capitalize on it. The Knicks are missing Mitchell Robinson, one of their offensive monsters on the board. He's out. Bojan Bogdanović, one of the key players we traded for our bench, he's not active. He's out for the entire postseason. And then, obviously, Julius Randle, our three-time All-Star, hasn't played one single game in the postseason. He's out for the rest of the postseason as well. We are dealing with injuries, so many obstacles, but we're not complaining. We're not crying. What we are doing is trying to find a way to win, and we're using our next man up mentality and our defense to do it. Maybe you should do something of the same. Stop crying for calls. Stop crying about fouls. How about you start pleading with your team to play more defense? Start trying to shut down some of our players and start double teaming Brunson. Start blitzing Brunson. Maybe if you did that, you get the ball out of his hands and somebody else can kill you. And if they have an off night, maybe you have a chance to win. Maybe that's what you should do. Or maybe if you blitz him, you shouldn't blitz him so high. You should wait for him to get into the paint, then blitz him so that way you can control where the ball goes. If you blitz him all the way to half court, he's going to control where the ball goes. He's going to find somebody open in the corner, and then what's going to happen? The Knicks understand how to beat you, even without key players on our roster. The reason why is because you don't play defense. And when you don't play defense against the Knicks, when you give Brunson one-on-one coverage, you're going to get cooked, you're going to get torched, and the Knicks are going to win. And that's exactly what's been happening. The Knicks have been winning. They have been looking very good in their wins, even though we've been missing key players. Let's get that right. We're favorites to win against Indiana, and we're missing half of our roster. Can we put that in perspective? Can we talk about that? That's how good and impactful Jalen Brunson is. Credit Jalen Brunson to be able to put this Knicks team on his back and still have Vegas favor the Knicks and him and his odds not only to score high, but also for the Knicks to win big and take this series, even though we're injured. As long as Brunson is playing, he won't let us lose. He will will us to victory. That's what he's done each and every time he's taken the floor, and I expect him to do the exact same thing in Game 3 tonight. The Knicks, even down a few players, even hobbled, even not fully healthy, we are going to take Game 3 from the Pacers, make it 3-0, and make sure Indiana knows they never had a chance when the Knicks were fully healthy, and even now, they still don't have a chance. Jalen Brunson cannot be stopped, and as long as that is true, the Knicks are not going to be beaten tonight. But what about you guys? What do you think about Rick Carlisle and his disrespectful comments that he made about the Knicks and, of course, Josh Hart? And what did you think about Josh Hart's response? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.